Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, affectionately known as WUF. My name is Kim Transier, she, and it is my privilege to be your lay leader this morning. All are welcome here, you in the sanctuary, or if you're down in the coffee room, or you're watching from home, welcome. If you've been singing since before you could walk, or if you've been made to feel you ought not to sing, you are welcome here. And whether you love the UU hymns, or whether you want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away, you are welcome here. This is a service of music for solace and joy, and it's going to be fun. I want to especially welcome newcomers. If you're watching the live stream, go ahead and say hi, chat. And if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to look around and say hi to the people around you, especially if you're not sure who they are. To be continued at coffee hour. Please do carry on these conversations after the service downstairs. I have an auction announcement. The auction committee stayed up all night last night making a video. No, actually, they're probably still in bed. The auction announcement is a text from Gary, who was probably still in bed. The grand finale was last night. And the auction had been going on all week. And the announcement is that the auction fundraiser raised $21,938. Of that total, $13,446 is going to our operations budget, surpassing our goal of $13,000. And $8,492 was raised for the paddle raise. That is the special project to strengthen and pretty up the floor, yes. That is short of our goal for the floor, which was $12,000. So that item is still open on the auction website, and you can still donate to refurbishing the floor. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the auction, and especially for the auction team, who worked super hard. And now let us sing. Karen and Kara and Betsy are going to lead us in singing Call Down a Blessing. If you don't know it, they'll teach it to you.
Yeah, it's a zipper song. For those of you who've sung zipper songs with me, it's easy. You'll figure it out by the second time through the chorus. Ready?
Call down a blessing.
This is really low.
Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Love before us, love
I have a quick announcement. Could people please turn their phones to airplane mode, because we're having trouble with bandwidth. And now Karen will light our chalice, the symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith. We light this chalice to celebrate the light and hope that music brings to our lives. We come to music when our hearts are breaking and when our hearts are full. Music encourages and uplifts us. Speak with me now, a special opening affirmation for today. Let us open our ears to hear a new song. Let us open our minds to words that express a singer's truth. Let us open our hearts to rise up singing together.
Well, thank you for coming, everyone. This is a service that's been planned since June, actually, and it was supposed to happen in July, but then COVID got in the way. So we're so happy that it's finally happening today. And I wanted to start with the words of Stevie Wonder. Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow famously wrote that music is the universal language. And while that sentiment has been anecdotally accepted by most of us, recently it was actually verified by scientists at Harvard. They studied this. They studied 315 cultures around the world and discovered that music was found in every culture, and that there were many different styles and rhythms and tones across cultures, but that people use music in the same ways to celebrate, to take care of children, healing, warfare, even protests. Everyone uses music. So today we're going to celebrate our time together with songs that bring solace in times of sadness and joy in times of happiness. So Mac Davis wrote a pop song in my youth that I still can sing today. Music is the universal language, and love is the key to peace, hope, and understanding, and living in harmony. I believe in music. I believe in love.
I need all the kiddos' help today, because we're going to be doing some jungly music today, and I have special things that I have for all of you to do. So first, I want us to use our imaginations and think about some animals that you might find in the jungle. Who can think of an animal you'd find in the jungle?
Spider monkey.
Spider monkey. Okay, everybody, what do you think a spider monkey sounds like? Go for it. Woo! 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 Can everybody do that with me? Everybody. Woo! 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 Okay. Other animals we might find in the jungle.
Yeah. Tiger?
A crocodile. Ooh, what sound does a crocodile make? Let's do one more animal we might find in the jungle. Yeah.
Tiger.
A tiger. What sound does a tiger make? Okay, so we're going to... Everybody's doing great with their jungly sounds. I need three leaders. Who wants to lead the choir of the congregation? Okay, all right, come on up here. And let's see, you're going to lead this section right here. This is your whole section, Avery. Here's your leader baton. Everybody look, Avery has the stick of power. Everybody say, ooh. She has the stick of power. And is it Roro? Is that your name? Roro? Okay, do you want to lead this section over here? Can you come stand right here so they can see you a little bit better? Okay, everybody in this section, Roro is your leader. She also has a stick of power. Ooh. And Hazel's going to come lead over here this section. Right here. Okay, this is Hazel's section. Third stick of power. Ooh. Okay, I need somebody. We were thinking, Aishana, can you help us with a little, we're going to do a little xylophone marimba playing. Come up here. Yeah. And we were hoping that we could have one other person play with Aishana. Somebody, Ada. Excellent. Okay, so Ada and Aishana, so you're going to play this. This is going to be a conversation. You are the people of the jungle, and you can stand side by side. And the rule of the xylophone marimba is that you can only play, only one person can play at a time. So it needs to be a conversation. So Aishana, give us a couple ding, ding, dings. And Ada, you can answer. Give it an answer. Perfect. Okay, so it's a conversation, one person at a time, so you go back and forth. I need one more person to play this drum. Oliver!
Parker?
Both of us? Let's go. Get on up here. Let's do it. You can come together. We can both go. Yeah, let's both play. All right, so you two are going to be with Spencer. And we're going to get some jungle music going. So here we go. So let's have this group. I want you to be, we're going to all be animals of the jungle. So you are the birds and things that we might find in the trees, maybe that spider monkey. So let's practice with your section. What we're going to do with the stick of power is that when Hazel lifts the stick of power, this group's going to make a lot of noise, and down means you're off. Okay, so she can play with dynamic however she wants to. Don't let her down, Hazel's group. So you're the birds and animals of the trees. You ready? Give them the practice. Oh, very good. Okay, Roro has this huge section. You're going to be the mammals of the jungle. So we had a tiger. We had, I think that was it. Well, we did have our monkey. So whatever mammals of the jungle that you want to be. So, Roar, lift your stick up high. Right down. Oh, good. Try it one more time. Up. Good. Oh, very good, Roar section. Okay, Avery, let's see. What can we do over here? The piano. Okay, everyone can see Avery. We had crocodile. Let's do things that slither and creep on the jungle floor. Okay, that's going to be Avery's group. Okay, ready, Avery? She's got her stick up. Okay, perfect. Okay, we've got our three conductors. So here we go. Spencer, we're going to have you start with some jungly drums. Oliver and Parker, listen to what Spencer's doing and add something to that. Okay, let's do our people of the jungle. Aishana, Ada, go ahead and start, have your conversation. All right, our three conductors, you can start whenever you're ready. Thank you. Six of Power. Very good. Thank you, everyone. Wow. Thanks, Carl. What great musical leaders we have. Thank you.
And thank you, Kira. Oh, and now we're going to sing the children out, but only the children who are about 5 and under today. Family's got an email about that. Children about 6 and up have been asked to stay in the sanctuary, or if a family prefers to watch the service from down in the coffee room, that's another option. To sing the children out, we're going to join hands across the aisles and sing "We Hold You in Our Love as You Go." We hold you in our love as you go, may your hearts be at peace as you go, to nurture the spark of your precious life. We hold you in our love as you go.
So this is a poem that has brought me much solace in times of sorrow and despair, and it's in Blackwater Woods by Mary Oliver. Look, the trees are turning their own bodies into pillars of light, are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds. And every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this, the fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do 3 things. To love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends upon it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go.
Thank you, Christine. Now the first of our songs of solace is me. The song is called I Am Willing. Oh, I just cut out? Okay, I'm back. The song is called I Am Willing by Holly Neer. It takes me back to the summer of 2020. There was tear gas at the courthouse and wildfires encroaching on Portland. And we were getting ready for another semester of online school. And I was singing this song all the time that summer, in the car, in the shower, walking the dog. I couldn't stop singing that song. There was this one day when the kids were supposed to go get their textbooks at the school. And that got canceled because they couldn't do it indoors because of COVID, and they couldn't do it outdoors because of smoke. And it just felt like there is no place to the world is uninhabitable. And that was the week that I recorded this song for a Woof Sunday service. So that's how important the song was to me then. And I still find it encouraging because, as well as just what it says, it's encouraging because it reminds me that we can get through times like that. Sing along on the chorus when you learn it.
I am willing for to be hopeless. would seem so strange. It would dishonor those who came before us. So lift me up to the light of change. There is hurting in my family. There is sorrow in my town. There is panic in my nation. There is wailing the whole world round. But I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It would dishonor those who came before us. So lift me up to the light of change. May the children see more clearly. May the elders be more wise. May the winds of change caress us, even though they burn our eyes. I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It would dishonor those who came before us. So lift me up to the light of change. Give me a mighty oak to hold my confusion. Give me a desert to hold my fears. Give me a sunset to hold my wonder. Give me an ocean to hold my tears. Now I am open and I am willing, for to be whole.
Primary sources where this might come from. First, resilience within us, which allows us to comfort ourselves, knowing we are acting in alignment with our deepest values and doing the very best we can at the moment. That type of solace is just reflected in Kim's song. Secondly, comfort from the external world, allowing nature and the natural world to heal us. And thirdly, being taken care of by others and realizing that we are in some way important to them. This next piece, Bring Him Home from Les Misérables, is a profound expression of this last type of solace. I chose it for its simplicity and beauty, and because it's an apt musical expression of solace from others. You may know the story, and at this point in the musical, Jean Valjean, a reformed prisoner, has joined the revolutionary students at the barricade. They're outnumbered and outgunned by the army, which is poised to attack. In this song, Valjean prays not for his own safety, but for that of a young friend, one of the revolutionaries who is loved by his young ward, Cosette. The message is that even when we don't know it, we are never alone, but rather supported by others who wish us well. If we can internalize that, we are part of a network of friends and relations, and what could bring more hope and solace than that?
I might have known if God had granted me a son. The summers die one by one. How soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone. Bring him.
So damn easy to say that life's so hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars. As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well. It'd be easy to add up all the pain and all the dreams you sat and watched go up in flames. Dwell on the wreckage as it smolders in the rain, but not me. I'm alive. And today you know that's good enough for me. Breathing in and out's a blessing, can't you see? Today's the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm alive and well. Yeah, I'm alive and well. Stars are dancing on the water here tonight. It's good for the soul when there's not a soul in sight. This boat has caught its wind and brought me back to life, and I'm alive and well. And today you know that's good enough for me. Breathing in and out's a blessing, can't you see? Today's the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm alive and well. Yeah, I'm alive and well.
You know that dream you have where you're on stage and you don't know your lines? I'm like, where's my script? It turns out it's actually not that bad. There is so much joy in this world. Goodness and love and beauty grow within us and all around us. Together here, we create a circle of celebration that's deep enough to hold all the joy in our lives. There is so much pain in this world. Each of us knows loss and suffering, and together, here, we create a circle of compassion wide enough to hold all the sorrow in our lives. We will now have a moment of silent reflection. When the music begins, please come forward if you feel moved to do so and place a stone from the table into the bowl of water. The water is the community of compassion that bears all the sorrows. The water is the community of celebration that shares all the joys. Gratitude and giving are mingled together in a river of abundance. And I am so grateful to all of the creative individuals who've stepped up and made today's music service happen. Join me, please, in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others.
From Solace to Joy, Joy and Happiness. And this is a poem that is so happy I've read it at two different friends' weddings. It's called So Much Happiness by Naomi Shaib Nye. It is difficult to know what to do with so much happiness. With sadness, there's something to rub against, a wound to tend with lotion and cloth. When the world falls in around you, you have pieces to pick up, something to hold in your hands, like ticket stubs or change. But happiness floats. It does not need you to hold it down. It doesn't need anything. Happiness lands on the roof of the next house, singing, and disappears when it wants to. You are happy either way. Even the fact that you once lived in a peaceful treehouse and now live over a quarry of noise and dust cannot make you unhappy. Everything has a life of its own. It too could wake up filled with possibilities of coffee cake and ripe peaches, and even love the floor which needs to be swept, the soiled linens and scratched records. Since there is no place large enough to contain so much happiness, you shrug, you raise your hands, and it flows out of you into everything you touch. You are not responsible. You take no credit, as the night sky takes no credit for the moon, but continues to hold it and share it, and in that way be known.
Good morning. I'm Spencer Ehrman. When I first got here to WUF, I came for community and to be with people. And it was coincident that that just happened to be around the time we closed ourselves down. But I got to hang out on Zoom and start doing things and making music. And it's just been a joy. And this song makes a couple of points. It says, my love is there for you any time of day. And it's true. And so I ask, what can I do for you? What can I do for my community? And then it asks or says, what is my life without your love? And my life is so much richer and fuller because of all of you. And I'm grateful for that. What I feel, I can't say, but my love is there for you any time of day. But if it's not love that you need, then I'll try my best to make everything succeed. Oh, tell me, what is my life without your love? Tell me, who am I without you by my side? What I know I can do if I give my love now to everyone like you. But if it's not love that you need, then I'll try my best to make everything succeed. Oh, that you need,
joy, joy, joy. 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 Joy, joy, joy.
Weston, and I play the fiddle, and I like to play Irish traditional music. And one of the things that brings, thank you, that brings me happiness is the way that it brings me into the community of other musicians. And because it's usually played in groups of people, like in Irish pubs or any kind of community setting. And another thing is the way it reminds us that music is universal language, but it has many flavors of different cultures around the world. And so I'm going to play a couple of tunes. The first one is sort of a modal kind of sounding one. I'm going to play The Road to Lisdon Varna, and then the second one will be Captain White's favorite.
Thank you.
This is a everybody sing song again. It's a zipper song called This Joy That I Have, which has been sung here in service a month or so ago, so some of you probably remember it.
This joy that I have, the world
don't give it to me. Come on now.
This joy that I have, the world don't give it to me.
Join in now.
This joy that I have, the world don't give it to me.
The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away.
Love. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
No, no, no,
this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
No, sir, now.
This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away.
Hope. This hope that I have,
the world didn't give it to me. No, no, no,
this hope that I have,
oh, you bet,
the world didn't give it to me.
Come on now.
This hope that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away.
Joy again.
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
Come on now.
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away.
Our benediction is from Dobie Gray in the song Drift Away, which was written by Mentor Williams. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Your rhythm and rhyme and harmony, they help me along, making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. And now I know, don't you want to now sing that? And with the song still warming our hearts, we now extinguish our chalice. But may the music hold us close together until we meet again.
Carry your flame.